Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, March 17th. 24 people were recognized with King's Coronation Medals for their contributions to community in Bruce and Gray counties. A large crowd gathered at the Sydenham campus in Owen Sound over the weekend as the MP for Bruce Gray Owen Sound, Alex Ruff, presented the medals.
These incredible people making contributions that some of them are very much on a local level, whether it's helping with food programs, helping with the elderly, helping the disabled.
You can find a full list of the King's Coronation Medal recipients and their achievements at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Gray County paramedics exceeded their response time goals last year. According to an annual report from the county's Director of Paramedic Services, they responded to a record number of calls in 2024, nearly 16,000, and exceeded target times in all levels of service. The county's been working on developing four new base locations for paramedics, including one in Feversham this year, and then additional locations in Ayton, Thornbury, and Cobble Beach over the next 3 years. Prime Minister Mark Carney's in Europe. He'll meet with French President Emmanuel Macron today and then head to London for a meeting with the British PM, as well as an audience with the King. Much of the discussions are expected to center on how to deal with U.S. President Donald Trump's trade policies. Four NASA astronauts have arrived at the International Space Station to take over from a couple of colleagues who've been in orbit far longer than originally planned. The relief crew arrived on board a SpaceX capsule, which blasted off Friday night. The same capsule will carry Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore back to Earth 9 months after they arrived. They were originally supposed to return last summer, but the Boeing Starliner spacecraft they arrived on suffered propulsion issues, and it was deemed unsafe to fly them back to Earth. And lawyers for Hudson's Bay are expected to be in court today to get approval to liquidate its stores and sell off the company's assets. Canada's oldest company is owned by an American investment firm, which has filed for creditor protection. It says it cannot find the financing it needs to keep operating. Shutting down the company will put more than 9,000 people out of work. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look poised for a fairly flat open this morning. Futures little change in pre-market trading after the Dow posted its worst week since 2023. On Friday, though, it was a bounce higher for financial markets. The Dow closed 674 points higher at 41,488. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both advanced more than 2%, while the TSX was up 350 points to 24,553. Bitcoin trading a half percentage point higher at 83,500. The price of oil is up more than 1% to just over 68 per barrel, while gold continues to hover at over 3,000 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 69.68 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. The Winnipeg Jets continue to be the NHL's number one team. They beat Seattle. Edmonton defeated the Rangers. The Canucks lost to Utah. The Red Wings and Islanders both had wins to stay in the East wildcard race. The PWHL game in Detroit had over 14,000 fans, setting a record for a pro women's hockey game in the U.S. New York downed Minnesota. Raptors lost to Portland. Baseball's regular season starts tomorrow morning with the Dodgers and Cubs taking part in the Tokyo Series. The Blue Jays opener is a week from Thursday against Baltimore. The Players' Championship ended in a tie. Rory McIlroy and J.J. Spahn will have a playoff today to determine the winner. Corey Connors was just three back. The Bengals' offense is in good shape for a while. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins were both signed for another 4 years. And March Madness first-round games start on Thursday. The number one seeds are Auburn, Duke, Houston, and Florida. On the women's side, it's UCLA, South Carolina, Texas, and USC. Now here's your local sports.
Thank you, RJ. It's the final week of the Ontario Hockey League regular season, and the Owen Sound Attack will close it out with a 3-3 beginning on the road in Barrie Thursday. You can hear that game live on Kiev Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. The Attack remain locked in a tight battle for a playoff spot, currently tied in eighth with Sarnia, 1 point back of the Sioux Greyhounds. The Saugeen Shores Winterhawks are out of the Ontario Elite Hockey League playoffs, and the Durham Thundercats lost 7-6